Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will start to read from the Quran. As alhamdulillah, we finished the alphabet, but at the beginning, I will make a quick revision for the last class. For some of the sisters, they were not around. Inshallah, now we will revise. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lesson number 10. Okay, so sisters, please. Now I will revise with you lesson number 10. Okay, lesson number 10, we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lam, Mim, Noon, and He. I will summarize it for you. In English, sisters, we have L, M, N. Okay. In Arabic, we have this is the La, Ma, Na. La is equal to L. Okay. Even the way you write it, you know this is the L, straight line, then a transverse one to the left. Lam is a straight line, then a small curve. This is actually to the right, this is to the left. Okay? So whenever you see the lam, okay, this is lah, you remember the letter L. Okay? When you see this lam, this is the lah, okay, you remember L in English. Okay? This is the lah. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, how to write it? At the beginning, it is straight line, then a transverse line, okay? La, lam is always related to alif. Okay, again, this is al. Okay, in Arabic you have the al. What is the meaning of al in Arabic? It means the. For example, I can say rajul. Rajul is a man. A man. Okay, a man, any man. But if I put the al, it means not the man, specific man. Okay? So Al in Arabic, okay, means the. Okay? So the letter Lam, this is the Lah, is used in Arabic because it is always with the Alif to make the word the. Okay? This is the letter Lah. Okay? So this is the Lam at the beginning. Okay? For example, who can read this word? This is Lily. Lily. Okay, because this is La, Ya, this is the La. Okay, this is the Ya, this is the La, this is the Ya. Okay, this is Lily. Okay, so again, this is the La. How to remember that it is equal to L? Whenever you see this straight transverse, you remember L. Okay, this is La. Okay? Number the second letter which we learn is the Ma. Ma is a small circle. Then from the top, I have a straight line. Okay? This is the Ma. Okay? Which is equal to Ma. Okay? And this is Mona, Mama, you know, whatever. We will learn all of this now, inshallah. So this is the Ma. Okay? At the beginning of the word, it will be the small circle and a straight line from the top. Okay, for example, who can read this word? This is ma. This is ha. This is ma. This is da. Muhammad. Muhammad, you see, this is Muhammad. Mu-ha-ma-d. Okay? What I want you to know now is just, you know, that this is Mah is equal to M. All of this, I will revise it with you while we are reading. Okay? I will revise everything because we moved a little bit quickly. Because, you know, for the Arabic, for you, just I want you to memorize, you know, the equivalent. How to know, you know, the how to pronounce the letter. For example, the Lah equal to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Lah. This is the Mah. Ma. This is the noon. Na. Okay. This is equal. This ma equal to m. Na. Noon equal to na. Okay. I tell you one thing, sister. If I revise the class, it will take the whole time. What we will do today, you know, I will use something different. You know, this is a different way. We will start to read. When you will stop in any letter, okay, I will ask you to open your notebook and to give me where is this letter. Okay, this will be the best way, because if we keep on revising the Arabic letters, we will never read. You know, this is what I learned with the other system. Okay, so let us, inshallah, today we will start to learn from Surah number 16. Okay, Cecilia, I want to give you one of these. Because, and please, sister, take a notebook, because every week, inshallah, we will be working on papers, inshallah, so that, you know, you will learn the meaning and you will learn how to read in a simple way, inshallah. Okay, so this is Surah An-Nas. It is called Surah An-Nas, Mankind, Surah number 114. This is the surah which we will learn today, inshallah. I want you, until I write it on the board, I want you to try to read it in Arabic and in English, if you and to know both Arabic and English, and if you have any problem to read it in Arabic, if you feel that there is a letter which I don't know, try to open the notebook and try to pick it up until I write the surah, and I will tell you how we will try to learn it in a very simple way, so that you will start to know how to read, and also to have some vocabulary of the Quran, which will help you gradually. So first, we want to read the surah. I will not be the one to read the surah. The first word of the surah, first, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to memorize something, don't know how to read. This is B, Sa, Me. Bism is in the name. Okay, how? Because it is B, is with the name. You know, this is not one word in Arabic, it is two words. It is a letter, ba, which means with, and this is ism, the name. So it is with the name, this. This is Allah. Again and again, sisters, I want you to write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in your notebook five times. Okay, homework. This is the homework. Okay, so try to write it with me now. If you feel that you have any problem, you don't know the letter, you don't understand, try to tell me. Okay, but just first please look. Allah is Alif Lam. This is Al. Okay, because Allah is unknown. Okay, then Lah. This is Allah. It is Al Ilah. The God. You see, this is Al. The Ilah is God. Okay? Then we remove this Alif and we make it like this. So it is Bismillah. For you, you cannot know all of this. Okay? This is for us Arabic speakers. So you just know that Allah is Alif, Lam. This is Al. Then Lam. Ha. Hey. Al. Allah. Okay? There is something very important for the word Allah. I didn't teach it to you. I will teach it to you later. Let us be, you know, gradual, step by step. So this is Bism, Allah, Al. You see all the time Al. Whatever is related to the names of Allah, there must be Al. Because this is only to the Lord. These are the names of the Lord. They must start with the letter Al. Al-Ra, Ha, Ma, Na. All the time when you write something about Allah, separate Al. Because this is the most merciful. Rahman is most merciful. Okay, but Al is the most merciful. Okay, this is Al Rahman. Okay, then Al. Always when you have Al in Arabic, separated when you write it, so that you start to know the meaning. Rahim. Or the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay, whatever it means. So again, Rah. Again, sisters, I want you to look to this word and to this word. This is Rah. This is Rah. This is Ha. This is Ha. This is Ma. This is Ma. Even the name in the meaning in Arabic is very similar, but it is all related to the names of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So now, this is Bes. Again, Beh, Seh, Meh. Allah, you must know. You know how to write and to read the word Allah, the Lord. Okay, Al. I want you. So now, I want you to repeat after me, because I want you to feel how, you know, you can know how to read anything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bis. 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 Allah. 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 Because here there is shadda, but I will teach it to you later. But Allah. Allah. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. Okay. Here shadda. So again, bis. Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We said, Bismillahir Rahman Ar-Rahim. I want you to say it after me, so that you, when you start to read the Quran, I want you to have the music of the Quran, but not to concentrate on it. It will be part of your recitation. Okay, but your mind will be with the meaning, not with the music of the Quran. Okay? Because some people, they concentrate on the music and they forget the meaning. So now when, inshallah, we will learn, I will teach you how to read and to recite with the music, but at the same time, you are concentrating on the meaning. So now, Bismillah, I want you to repeat with me 5 times. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 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 When the name of Allah is mentioned, shaitan disappears. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before recitation of the Quran, we don't want the shaitan to be around, so we mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any time you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will leave the place. So whenever you are entering your home, you are supposed to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you start to write anything, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you start to cook, Bismillah. In any action you want to do it, okay, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so that you feel that shaitan is not around. Okay, so this is number one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Keep on. Sister, in Arabic, make allow it speak voice. This is how you feel. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, sister.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Keep on.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay, if you want to write it like this, you can write it like this, so that you always feel the Al is out. The Al is out whenever you read Al, because now we will have Al-Nas, Al-Khannas, Al-Wiswas. I want you to feel when you read the Arabic that I can still get the Al out. This is Al. Then I start to read. Because for you cannot say Ar-Rahman one time. But when you say Al-Rahman, it will be more easy for you, because you are not Arabic speaker, you know, to say one long word. Okay, so always get Al, then the word. Okay, so if you want to write it like this, Al-Rahman. Actually, I like for you always to say, do it like this, Al, then the word. Okay, Al. So now we will start. I taught you this now. We will start now with the surah. Yes.
Just maybe I missed the
first word. The first word. Who can read it? Okay. As usual. You didn't say it. Okay. Go ahead.
Qul.
Qul. قل. You see قل, it repeated many times in the Quran. So I want you to read it correctly from the start. قَ. You see from where? I have it from in here. جزاك الله خير سيسيلي. I want you to be very close because you will many times. Okay, so again, قَل. No, sisters, I want you to learn correct from the start. قَل. قَل. Repeat, you repeat with yourself. قَل. 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 You see, you will feel movement here. You see where is my hand? Here you will feel the movement, okay? قال, 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 قال. You feel it?
Yeah.
Yes. If you don't feel it, this means you didn't say it correctly. قال, 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 قال. Actually, قال, this means say, O Muhammad. Okay, all قال in the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his followers. Okay? So it is قل, okay, say, okay, then after قل, okay, who will read the second word? I don't want to read it for you, sisters, because I want you to feel that you know the letters, okay. First, I want you to know the letters. I can help you to connect the letters, but I want to know that you know the letters, okay. So, Cecilia, can you read the second one?
أعوذ.
Very good, أعوذ. Can you tell me what are the letters? No, I want you to see a, wa, the. You see, so if you say the letters, you feel that you can say the word a, au, u, zu. A, au, u, zu. I want you to follow with me, sisters, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Still beginners, okay? I want you to start to the letters and how you can get the word simply. A, say after me. A'u, u, zu. A, a'u, u, zu. A'u, u, zu. A'u, zu. So this is the way. A'u, u, zu. A'u, u, zu. أعوذ رحيم. The third word is B. Who will read it? Okay, Noor, Noora, can you read the third one? Just mention the letter with the short vowel. B. No, I don't want to be Rabbinas. I want to just pronounce for me the word number three. Letter
B.
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 Keep on. Ra, B. I want you sisters to know this way because with, if you follow this way, you will be able to read the whole Quran very simply. Okay? Don't read the word. Read the letters. If you read the letters and connect them, you will read the Quran. But reading the words for you will be very difficult. Okay, to have the word once is very difficult. But just if you learn like this, this is how you can train yourself to read. If I open for you now any verse of the Quran and I tell you read, inshallah you will be able to read it if you have the training to read the way which I'm teaching you now, is that the letter with the vowel, the letter with the vowel, the letter with the vowel, gradually you will get the words, okay? So now, word number three is B, Ra, B. You see, now I pronounce the word Bi Rabbi. Bi Rabbi. Okay, so let us say it again, sister, all of us together and follow me, please. Bi Ra Bi. Bi Ra Bi. Bi Rabbi. Bi Rabbi. Feel every letter. Bi Ra Bi. Bi Ra Bi. Bi Rabbi. Bi Rabbi. Say after me, sisters. Bi Rabbi. Be Rabbi, be Rabbi, be Rabbi, be Rabbi. So again, قل أعوذ be Rabbi. قل أعوذ be Rabbi. Okay, now we will move to the next word. And again, I want you to have rules of reading the Arabic language. If you follow the rules, reading will be for you, inshallah, very simple. When I look to the Arabic word and I notice there is al at the beginning, I have to say al. then the world, the rest of the world. Don't say it once, it will be very difficult for you, because you will have al-mu'minun wa salihun wa tayyibun mutasaddiqun. It is extremely difficult for you. But if you get, you know the habit that whenever I find any Arabic word with al, I tell to myself, I will put a line here. I want you to learn like this. When I start to pronounce, I say first al, then I start to pronounce the second part. Al, this is what we have now, is noon. Okay, al, this is noon with the fatha and the alif. It will be what? Long vowel. So I will extend the noon. So it will be al-nas. Al-nas. Okay, this is the most easy way to read. Not I will tell you, say al-nas. One word, it will not be easy for you. Okay, especially at the beginning and all the time when you read the Quran. Al-nas. All of us together, teacher. Repeat, sisters, repeat. Al-Nas, Al-Nas, Al-Nas. Start to feel it. There is Al and Nas. Al-Nas. Okay? Al-Nas. Okay. If we move to verse number 2, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Daniel, can you read the first word in verse number 2? Very good. Keep on. I know, I want you to do it letter by letter because the sisters are beginners.
Ma-li-ki.
Very good. You see? If you say ma-li-ki, this is the word. Maliki. It is maliki. Okay? So again, sister, let us say, I want you to get the habit to pronounce every letter. Okay, if you pronounce every letter correct with the short vowel, this is equal, you can read Arabic. Okay, so it is Maliki.
Maliki.
I want you to look and to feel. This is Maliki.
Maliki.
Again.
Maliki.
Again.
Maliki.
What is the next word, all of you together?
Al-Nas.
Yes, al-nas. You see again, the long vowel is always, missed when you read al-nas, al-nas. Okay, so let us read from the start. I want to hear you reading from the start. Okay. No, I want you to say Bismillah. No, all of you together.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay.
قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس.
Okay, I have a question. Number 3. No, what is the first word in number 3, sister Melissa? I forget. What is the first word?
I don't know. I only did second class.
You didn't attend. So I will tell you how to know word number 3, because this is word ilah. Okay, and word ilah means God. So we must know it by heart. Okay, now you see again, I want you to know these tricks in the Arabic language. Okay, the word E, this is Alif with the Hamza Kasra, so E, L, H. Okay, now you know this, you know Alif, Lam, H, this is Ilah, this is God. Okay, Allah, the God. We remove this one because we cannot put it here. Okay? So whenever you read this word, Alif, Lam, He, it has to come to your mind immediately, Allah. Allah, I learned that this is Al is the. So this Lah is God. Okay? So this is Ilah. As you say, Allah, this is Ilah. This is any God. But this is the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So this is Ilah. This is Allah. Ilah. Because it is a hamza with kasra. Lah. Ilah. Immediately I say Allah. Okay? So this is Ilah. Can you read for me the next word? What is the next word after Ilah? No, the next word was on the table. On the board, sorry. What is this? Okay, this is Al. Do you know Al now?
Al, yes.
This is Al. Alhamdulillah. Al. This is Al. What is this with the dot? This is...
That's...
Yes. Anne? Okay, I want you now, okay, sisters, to look to this paper. To my paper. Okay, this paper. Okay? I want you to look to the last word in verse number 1, the last word in verse number 2, the last word in verse number 3, the last word in verse number 5, the last word in verse number 6, it is the same. Anness. So if you learn anness once, okay, this means that you know five words in Surah Anness. And the name of the surah, okay, I have to teach you how to read this word also, because this is surah, means the verse. Okay, this is surah. This surah or of the Quran is called Surah An-Nas. You see? It is called Surah An-Nas. The name of the surah is An-Nas, and this word is mentioned five times in this surah. So if you learn how to read this word An-Nas, this means that you learn six Arabic words from this surah. Okay? Because the surah is Surah An-Nas. How to read this word surah? Okay, again, sisters, I want you to write this word, surah. Okay, this is seen, dhamma, and waw, long vowel. So, suratu an-nasi. Suratu an-nasi. When I tell you, sisters, today, what did you learn? You tell me, we learn suratu titu, because this is, you know, this is supposed to be like this. Okay, so this Suratu An-Nasi. Okay, so I want you to say after me, Suratu An-Nasi. Five times, this is third.
Suratu An-Nasi. Suratu An-Nasi. Suratu An-Nasi.
Sisters, more loud.
Suratu An-Nasi.
Again.
Suratu An-Nasi.
Okay. How many times do we have this word An-Nas in this surah? Please count for me. Not six. Inside the surah.
Five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? We have it five times. Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, we have Surah An-Nas. What is the meaning of An-Nas? Mankind or people. Mankind or people. So this is the surah of the people or the surah of the mankind. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So now, alhamdulillah, we read Ilahi An-Nasi. Now we will read verse number 3 again. Ilahi.
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 An-Nas.
An-Nas.
Okay, I want you to look for the lam. The word Ilahi, there is... Like number 1. Did you see the number? Okay. If you look to the word ilah in the Quran, it is like this. Did you see this one? Okay, this means that there is an alif. So it is ilahi. 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 Okay, they put one small like number 1 here. Okay, this is the alif. It is an alif, so it is ilahi. So, sister, please say Ilahi five times.
Ilahi.
Keep on.
An-Nasi.
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 Okay, let us move to verse number 4. Okay, and I want you to know, when there is a letter in the Quran which doesn't have a short vowel, please put sukun. So that you can read it. So min, put sukun on the noon. Okay, if you don't know what to do with the noon, to put fatha, dhamma, kasra, when there is nothing, this means there is sukun. So it is min,
min,
min. I want you again, sister, to read letters. Okay, don't read words. Min,
min.
Shari,
shari.
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 Now, in the third word, you will appreciate that you must separate al from any Arabic word, because this next word you will not be able to read it if you don't separate al. Okay? Or if you want to try it with al, but on the basis that you don't say it by memorization. Okay? So now how we will read this word? First, I want you to look to the paper which I give it to you now. We are in this word. Okay? After shar. Min sharri, then there is a word. Okay? I want you to move to next line. Okay? And the second word, okay, it is related to the same word. Now I will show you how these two words are related to each other. Okay, so now min sharri, then after min sharri, I have two words starting with al. Okay, it is a, le. Can you tell me what is the next letter after? I want you, okay, Cecilia, come, while you are around, read with me, then you come in. Okay, sister, please look to your paper, because Cecilia will read only the letters. Okay, what is this letter?
Al.
Now, just a minute. The waw is having a fatah. So this alif will be what?
Wa.
This will be long vowel. Long vowel. So how you will read it now?
Al was wa si.
Yes. You see? So now I will... So you see, sister, this is how you can read just the letter. This is al. Then I have wa. Please say after me, wa. Then I have sa.
Sa.
Then I look and I find waw with fatha and alif. This is long vowel. So I will remove this one and I will put double A. Okay, so it will be again, sister, the al. Wa. Sa. Wa. You see? So don't try to read a word. Always try to read letters. Again, sisters, al. Wa. Sa. Wa. Al. Wa. Sa. Wa. Si. Al. Wa. Wa. Si. I will give you another rule which can help you to read the long Arabic words. When you have a sukun, divide the word after the sukun. So it will be al-was-wasi. Al-was-was. As if this word is three words. First I have the al, then I have the was. Because there is sukun, I have to divide again. This is the only way you can read the long Arabic words. Was, wa, si. Okay, it's supposed to be. So I want you to write it like this above in my, in the paper which I give it to you. So that you can read it like this. Whatever you learn here, how to write, sister, write this way. Because this is the way which will help you to read. Okay, all the Quran. Okay. When you will learn to stop at the sukun, you will be able to read all the words of the Quran. If you will not stop after the sukun, it will be impossible for you to read many of the Quran words which are long ones. Now we will move to this one. When I look to any Arabic word, I see al, I separate. Because al means the. So this is even out of the meaning of the word. The word will start here. This is the word. After al. Al is only the. So what is the word here? Kha, na, si. Now this is noon. Okay, which is having a fatha. And this is alif. What is this? How? Al kha, na, si. This long vowel. You see, sister, this is the most important. The most important is number one, you get the al.
Number two, you know the letters. Ha, nah, ah, tha. Then number three, there is any long vowel? Yes. Noon with a fatha and a alif. So this is a long vowel. So it will be al-khanasi. If you don't have rules to read the Quran, it will be by time not easy for you. You must have the rules. The number one, al, out. Number two, the letters. What are the letters? Number three, there is only any long vowel, then you start to read, you will read very simple. Okay? This must be the rule for reading. Okay, so now we will read verse number four again. Min, min, sharri, al-waswasi, al-waswasi,
الوسواسي
الخناسي الخا I want you to say the خا الخناسي الخناسي
الخناسي
So now I want Sister Noura to read it for me from the start. Go ahead. بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل أعوذ رب الناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل ال كل 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 نعم الأعوذ بربي ال الناس
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 very good keep on
Malikin.
Maliki, no, Maliki. Now. Maliki.
Maliki. Al Nas.
Al Nasi.
Al Nasi.
Keep on.
No, I'm memorizing it. I know.
Ilahi.
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 Ilahi. Inna.
No, I want you again. Al Nasi.
Al Nasi.
Okay.
Min.
Min.
Shar.
Shari.
Shari. Al.
Al. Was.
Was.
Wasi.
Wasi.
Al was wasi.
Al was wasi. Al.
Ha.
Ha.
Nasi. Again.
Al. Kha nasi.
Now you read. Alhamdulillah.
From the beginning?
Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nasi.
I want you al-Nasi.
Al-Nasi.
Very good.
Maliki al-Nasi. Illahi. Al-Nasi Min Shari Al-Was-Wasi Al-Khanasi
Okay, I will continue with that because I know the rest, inshallah, they know. Now, the next word, who will read it for you? Again, sisters, whenever I find Al-Separate Al-Lazi الذي اوكي اول اوف اس توجذر الذي
الذي
ناو وي ليرن وورد ال واس و سي يو سي ذيس وورد دو يو فيل ذات ذيس وورد از سيميلر تو ذيس وورد اوكي ذيس وورد از سيميلر تو ذيس وورد اوكي بليز لوك هير سيسترز I want you to tell me, do you feel that this word is similar to this word? Sister, the new one. Okay, do you feel that it is similar or not? Okay, Marcella, do you know this word have the same? Do you feel there is any similar? This is the verb. You whisper. To whisper. Yes, this is to whisper. Okay, you know when the shaitan whispers,
Because this surah, you are seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan. So, what the shaitan do, okay, or what the shaitan does, it whispers. This is you, wa, se, we, su. This is the whisper of the shaitan. Okay? Al-wiswasu is the shaitan. Okay? The one who whispers. This is al-wiswasu is the one, you see, this is al, the one who whispers. And this is the verb, is to whisper. You waswesu is to whisper. Okay? So let us first read. You, this is you waswesu. Okay? You wa. You wa. Se. Wa. Se. This is, there is kasra here. So it is again you.
You.
Wa.
Se.
We.
We.
Su. Again. You.
You.
Wa.
Se.
We.
We.
Su. You see, this is how you just read the letter with the short vowel. You. Wa. Se. We. Su. If you don't read it like this, you will never be able to read it. Okay? This is the most simple way. The letter you. Wa.
Se.
We.
We.
Su.
You.
Wa.
Se.
We. Su. Okay. There is a Dhamma, you was with. Okay, you was with. Okay, you was with. The most important for me is there is sukun here and the kasra here. You was with. You was with. Again, if you want to have it more easy, divide after the sukun. Okay, divide after the sukun. So how you will write it now? Sister, these rules which I am teaching you, these are the rules which, you know, there are some sisters for 1 year they will not be able to read Arabic, even they know the letters, but they cannot read. This way, to divide the word many times, it was the only way for them that they read. I learned this from other groups, the sisters of Masjid al-Mu'mineen. Okay? When they start to separate with the sukun, they read very well. Whenever they find the sukun, I tell them, separate. Okay? So now if I want to read this word very simply, it will be you was with. You was with. You was with. Always stop here. After the sukun, stop. You was with. But if you have it all once, I want you to say it once. Okay, for me, can you read, say it to me? Yes. You see now? You will feel it more. Okay, now I want you to read for me this one. Okay. This one? How you will divide it?
Al.
Was.
Was.
Again.
Oh. Al.
You see? This is the only way. Al-was, wasi. Al-was, wasi. You was, was. Okay, all the Arabic divided after the sukun, it will be easy, inshallah. What is this word? Fi. Fi. Okay, but again, this is dia, and this is kasra. So it will be fi alladhi yuwaswisu fi. You see, I extend the e because it is a kasra with the ya. So it is fi, and this f and double e fi. Okay, the next word, so that we will finish this one today. What is this letter? Sa. Again, all of us together, sister, sa. Circle, heavy, sa. So, so, su,
su,
su. What is this letter? Da, do, so, do, r. Again, number one, I know the letters. Number two, there is any long vowel? Yes. Wow, and the dam. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I remove the wow and I will put to you.
So it will be
Suduri.
There is no sukun. On the waw, forget about the waw, because the waw will be part of the long vowel. Okay, I don't have, please get it out. The most important for me is the letter before the waw. If it have a dhamma, this is the long vowel, I will remove it and replace it with two u. So it will be suduri. I want you to, yes, again sister please say it five times. Suduri. Suduri. I want you to write it like this. Okay? Remove the waw and put to you. Okay, so that when we will keep on reading, I will get you to write for me like this. Okay? Suduri. What is the next word? Al-Nasi. Again and again, sisters, extend the alif, because by time you will forget to extend. This is all the people are forgetting. Al-Nasi.
Al-Nasi.
Very good. What is the next word? Mina. Mina. Okay. This is Mim and Nun. Okay. Mina, Al. What is the next? The next I have Al. You know in English the word Jinn? It is the same in Arabic. Okay, this is Jinn. But you put this. This is Jinn. Mina al-Jinnati. These are the Jinnati. Okay, this is the Jinn. So it is Mina al-Jinnati. But we have this Ta. Okay, but Jah and Na, it is the Jinn. Min al jinnati. Yes, I tell you, when it has these two, you pronounce it like the te. This is the te. It doesn't have? Okay, but when we read it, min al jinnah, yes, no, it has two in the Quran. Look to the Quran, it has two dots. Min al jinnati wa nas. Okay, I can show it to you. Now you have the opportunity and it is to you. Okay? Please, if you want to ask a question, ask. Okay? There is another sister, she will start to learn the Arabic vocabulary of the Quran. Okay? How you can, this is up to you because you are beginners. I don't want you to have the burden, okay, of reading and learning the meaning. But to tell you the truth, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us opportunities in life which is not always around. If now you have time to read and to learn the meaning, go ahead. Okay, what is the problem? Maybe after 10 years, you will not have this opportunity. If you have time to try to learn it, and I will make it for you very simple. Okay, try to have this paper at home and try to say, قول أعوذ. قول say, أعوذ, I seek refuge with the Lord of the mankind, King of mankind, God of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whisperer, khannas, who withdraws, okay, and who whispers in the hearts of the mankind from the jinn and the mankind. This is the meaning of this. What you will learn from this surah, you will learn qul, say, a'udhu, I seek refuge. Then you learn an-nas. Okay, then you learn three very important words of the Quran. Malik, Ilah, Rabb. Okay, these are the three basic words related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Rabb is Lord. Okay, Malik is King, Ilah is God. These three words, any English speaker, Muslim, must know their meaning. Okay, Rabb is Lord, Ilah is God, Malik is King. If you learn these three words with qul, say, a'udhu, I seek refuge, jinn, you know the jinn, an-nas, mankind, okay, al-waswas, who whispers, okay, you finish this surah. Alhamdulillah. This surah is very important because inshallah you will learn next week that before you sleep, you must recite this surah, Surah Al-Falaq, the other one which you will learn, Surah Al-Nas, and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. three times, and then you do like this on your body, front and back, like Prophet Muhammad, so that the shaitan will not touch you while you are sleeping. This is very important.
This surah three times?
No, this surah and other two surahs. I will teach you, inshallah, over the next coming weeks. Surah number, surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Okay? The last three surahs of the Quran. Okay, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Okay, this is the purity. Surah number 112, 113, 114. Okay, these three surahs, we Muslims following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, you do like this. Okay. Then you say the three of them, then you take it and you do like this as your hand can reach. Okay, down, then up. Okay, before you sleep. You do it for your kids so that inshallah, because you are seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the whisperer who whispers in the hearts of al-jinn and the mankind. This is Surah An-Nas. Then Surah Al-Falaq, the one of next week, inshallah, you will again seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, okay, of the daybreak. This is something else we learn next week. So, as Muslims, alhamdulillah, if you learn this, inshallah, and you can protect yourself from the shaitan before you sleep, inshallah, at night, this is very important. Inshallah, you will not have bad dreams. And actually, nowadays, we have the classes of the shaitan, and it's the shaitan as a cause of depression for the mankind. When you will learn about the major role of the shaitan as a cause of anxiety and sadness for the mankind, you will realize the importance of recitation of these three surahs while you know their meaning. Not just to say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَى النَّاسِ, and you don't know. No, I seek refuge with Allah, with the Lord, with the King, with the God. Okay, from the, I seek refuge with Allah, you know, and you will learn all, and say He is Allah, the One. Okay, when you will learn the meaning of this surah, inshallah, it will give you a lot of psychological, inshallah, support. Inshallah, we will continue this next week. So now you have this with you, sisters. Okay, it is up to you. I want you to read the letters. The most important for me is to read the letters, okay? And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and to know how to read it, not to memorize it, okay, by memorization. If you have time, you want to learn some of the vocabulary, it is up to you. If not, this is not a homework for you now. The homework for you is to know the letters and to know how to read the letters, to know where is the long vowel, and to write it five times. Surah An-Nas, okay? It will take from you half an hour. I want you to do the homework, sisters, every day, so that every day you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will try to read the Quran. Alhamdulillah, I will read it for you now, okay, so that if you want to read it, you can read, you know, the same way I am reading. A'uzu. You can read after me, sisters, inshallah. A'uzu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. ما شاء الله. Again, sisters. أعوذ بالله. This is the way, sisters, when you read the Quran like this, your heart will start to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you read with the depths of your spirit, with a loud voice, you are calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, to become more closer to you. But when you read أعوذ بالله, this means that you are going out of the masjid very quickly. Okay? No, sisters. When you are reciting the Quran, tell to yourself, I need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to touch my heart. I need it. I will get it, inshallah. With all my sincerity, I need to get, you know, the cure and the healing of the Quran. This is the way to have the cure and the healing of the Quran to the spirit. When you read the Quran from the depths of your spirit, you know, even, you know, there are some people, they close their eyes when they read the Quran, because I want to collect all my spirit and to connect it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only way for tranquility on the earth nowadays, sisters. is through recitation of the Quran and prayer. So now I want you to say after me, as if you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, separated from the whole worldly life, talking to Allah with His words. Okay, you are saying to Allah, A'udhu billahi, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Alhamdulillah, the best. I want the shaitan to be away from me. Okay, so again, sister, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. I want you to say it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل
أعوذ
بربي
الناس
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس Again, معلش, no problem. I know, you see, this is the way. من شر الوسواس الخناس
الذي
يوسوس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Okay, I read it for you once, all of it, and you can read it, try the same at home. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. إن شاء الله you read it at home. You try your best to get the benefit from this paper and we will discuss it inshallah next week.